Wasn't that what girls did in those days?
Did she have a pretty good education?
She went to the normal, which was the equivalent of the girls' college. I wish you would talk to my husband's parents. His mother was raised in this area. Now she's 80 years old. And she can tell you the history of everything around here.
Your husband was born here too?
Mm-hmm.
It's only 650. Then you cut another...
Would you know about your... you said as far back as you can go, your father's people were from this area?
Mm-hmm.
What about your husband? How old is he?
He is 53.
And... Is he Presbyterian too?
He's Methodist.
What about his education?
He went to LSU for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. You said he's in real estate now?
Mm-hmm.
Is he very active in clubs or church or anything?
No.
His mother was born here?
She was born east of here out at what they call Deerford, which is a rural, very rural community.
Mm-hmm. Is it in this parish?
Mm-hmm.
What about his father?
He was born in Greensburg, Louisiana.
Greensburg? Where's that?
That is in, it's up close to the Mississippi line, just north of here, about 50 miles.
Tell me some about what Zachary's like, how much it's changed.
Well, when I was little, this was all Daddy's farm in here.
And how much land did he
own? Oh, I'd say around 1,000 acres then. And, of course, since then, he's built all the houses in this area. Now it is growing. New people are coming in all the time. It has really changed since I was growing up.
How much of, one thing that impressed me about Baton Rouge was how many Exxon companies there were. You know, has that affected things much?
Yes, now the people from the Zachary area mainly work in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
At the different plants, Copolymer, Exxon. Ethel.
Mm-hmm.
Different plants in Baton Rouge. And of course, we're getting them up the river now instead of going down the river.
Mm-hmm.
The area is coming north. So this is has led to our growth in this area.
These plants, the ethyl plants and the Exxon, they were built during your lifetime? They're relatively young?
Yes, I'm sure they were. Most of them have been built, you know, since my time. Exxon has been here the longest, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And his father worked at Exxon, which was Esso in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired from there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How large is Exxon
there? I'd have to look in the Plainsman. They just had a thing on it. It has just reached city status, whatever that means.
So, around 5 or 6,000?
Uh-huh.